How you can use memory tricks to study for tests. Students may have to memorize large chunks of the syllabus on a daily basis. Remembering one class can be difficult, but when it is time for tests, it gets even more frustrating. Students tend to forget some of the syllabi and feel that they do not have the required memory skills. But people are not born with excellent memorizing abilities, they can acquire them with practice. So, here are a few tried and tested memory tricks to help the students remember massive amounts of information. Clear the distractions. The most crucial thing to understand is that when trying hard to study important lessons, students must not let anything else enter their minds. Think about this: how often do students get distracted because the TV is on, or there is a lot of noise in the room? Text messages, app notifications, and the internet, they are all major interruptions. For this reason, before you start studying, make sure that nothing can distract you or interrupt you for a while. Getting organized. A cluttered space is never conducive to a good memory. Students should keep their desks and room tidy and neat. Files, records, schoolwork, and other study materials should be organized properly. If they have to use a computer, it is better to follow an effective computer filing system. The next thing to do is make a schedule, allocating enough time for each subject, depending on the level of its difficulty. Taping this timetable to the wall where it is clearly visible will remind the students of which topics have to be covered that day. Visualizing. Here is an ancient approach called Memory Palace, which requires the students to visualize an imagined space or environment. Then they imagine placing each of the things to memorize there. When they need to access the information, they simply recall the things they had put into this symbolic palace. This technique works efficiently because our brains can recall visual things much better than random data learned from a paper. For example, memorizing the names of new friends. Step 1. Visualize a familiar space, such as the corridor of the school. Step 2. Associate each of their names with a clear image of an object. Step 3. Imagine walking down the corridor and placing each object in a sequence. Step 4. When it is time to recall in the test, imagine walking down the corridor and noticing these strange objects and immediately remember their corresponding names.